surrender and dying to self. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to thy pierced and wounded side. Surrender and dying to self speak of similar but not identical things. Surrender is a choice to live a life dedicated to the Lord, a decision to die to the self-life. Surrender speaks of a committed choice to make the central focus of life the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender talks of the resolve that Christ becomes all in all, so that he increases and I decrease. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Surrender is a one-time decision, which becomes an ongoing act of dying to self. It is the ongoing, progressive action of dying to self in a life surrendered to Christ. Surrender becomes more complete as a person increasingly dies to the self-life. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Dying to self is a choice and speaks of a particular kind of self-effacing surrender. Scripture suggests that dying to self is fundamental in achieving victory in the Christian life. In choosing to die to self, we renounce the fleshly cravings to be in control of our lives. In choosing to die to self, we willingly abandon our disposition to assert our self-will. Dying to self is choosing to take the humble way of the cross. As we die to self, there is a concurrent dying of self, as self is replaced with Christ. Willingness to die to self is part of the process of a life fully surrendered to him. Dying to self can be referred to as the emptying phase of sanctification. And this can only be achieved by God and never by self-effort. And God providentially orchestrates events in a submitted life to bring about death to self. There are depths of love that I yet may know, ere thee face to face I see. There are heights of joy that I yet may reach, ere I rest in peace with thee.